This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. You've heard of the October surprise, news deliberately timed to influence an election, or even news that coincidentally occurs shortly before Election Day. House Speaker John Boehner's announcement last week that he would resign at the end of October came a full year before next year's presidential election. However, with some in the House hankering for a full-on budget standoff with the president, Boehner's news had just as much to do with presidential politics as if it had happened next fall. Speaker Boehner has presided over the House for almost 5 years and has led the chamber through tumultuous times. An example that comes to mind for many of us in agriculture is the summer of 2013. Speaker Boehner used an emergency rule to bring the farm bill to the floor for a revote after the bill failed to pass 3 weeks earlier due to opposition to nutrition spending, from some of the same folks looking for a budget fight today. Farm Bureau is grateful to Speaker Boehner for his leadership to pass the current farm bill, as well as other examples of his support for America's farmers and ranchers. Boehner has been a consistent friend of Farm Bureau. AFBF looks forward to working with a new speaker, but we also want to acknowledge Speaker Boehner's leadership, often in difficult circumstances. With most of Washington taking a deep breath before the budget fight resumes, it may be just as well that many are watching events not in D.C., but in Atlanta, where ministers from 12 countries have gathered this week to participate in, fingers crossed, the final round of the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations. Your AFBF is there to monitor the talks and represent farmers and ranchers' interests. We have already urged negotiators to leave all products on the negotiating table and follow science-based rules for trade in biotech products. The TPP offers the current opportunity to gain new access to overseas markets such as Japan, currently our fourth largest market for U.S. farm exports, by wiping out tariffs and reducing other trade barriers. Hopes are high that talks can be wrapped up this week, bringing the first major multilateral trade deal in about a decade. Most Americans think the Endangered Species Act is outdated and needs to be revised, a survey by Morning Consult shows. The poll, conducted in early August, adds impetus to congressional efforts to overhaul the increasingly outdated 1970s-era statute. The survey shows 63% of Americans support modernizing the ESA, 62% of Americans believe the act should help with species recovery as opposed to merely cataloging changes in their populations, 69% of Americans want the federal government to offer resources to third parties to help species recovery, and 49% of Americans believe that state or local authorities, rather than the federal government, lead in recovery of endangered and threatened species. Only 31% of Americans favor the federal government taking the lead. AFBF President Bob Stallman said the intent of the Endangered Species Act is inspiring, but results have been less so. Farmers, ranchers, and environmentalists agree that we must save wildlife facing preventable extinction, but the current recovery rate of less than 2% shows the law is a failure. AFBF is reviewing the Environmental Protection Agency's final revisions to the Worker Protection Standard in hopes that the agency veered to a science-based approach in guarding against risk. Farmers and ranchers are committed to the safe and effective use of all crop protection tools, and Farm Bureau agrees that chemicals should be handled with care, whether to protect a small home garden or rows of crops on commercial farmland. Earlier this month, the Food and Drug Administration announced the publication of the final preventative control for human food and preventative control for animal feed rules pursuant to the Food Safety Modernization Act. Those rules have been published in the Federal Register. These are the first of 7 main FSMA rules to be finalized in the comprehensive system. These rules provide us great indication on how closely the FDA followed the supplemental rulemaking and what industry input was incorporated in the final rules. Most notably, the preventative controls rule lays out the definition of farm that will be carried throughout the rules. Overall, Farm Bureau supports the new definition of farm and believes that it provides clarity as to what operations will be considered farms, mixed-type facilities, or facilities. At a time when agriculture has abundant jobs and exciting opportunities, we need to attract youth to the field, wrote Allison Ludi in a recent article in Feed and Grain magazine. agriculture must produce 70% more food by 2050, according to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, noted Ludi. Even modern technology and an evolving workforce will need help in order for the agriculture industry to reach its full potential and feed the future population. Fortunately, universities and agribusinesses recognize this demand and are working toward preparing the next generation to produce the world's food supply through an education in feed science. Lower retail prices for several foods, including whole milk, cheddar cheese, bacon, and apples, resulted in a slight decrease in the American Farm Bureau Federation's Fall Harvest Market Basket Survey. The informal survey shows the total cost of 16 food items that can be used to prepare one or more meals was $54.14, down 12 cents or less than 1% compared to a survey conducted a year ago. Of the 16 items surveyed, 10 decreased and 6 increased in average price. Higher milk and pork production this year has contributed to the decrease in prices on some key foods. Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania was expected to offer an anti-RFS amendment to the American Crude Oil Export Equality Act during a Senate Banking Committee markup on Thursday. The amendment takes the drastic step of opening Section 211(o) of the Clean Air Act outside of the jurisdiction of the Senate Banking Committee, deleting the entire portion of the statute setting blending targets for the first-generation corn ethanol. The amendment, if adopted, would destabilize the regulatory and investment environment for renewable fuels. Farm Bureau urges rejection of the Toomey Amendment and any other proposed legislative changes to the renewable fuel standard. Spring planting may seem quite far off, but farmers are already looking ahead with a wary eye on something that may derail all their plans, a nationwide railroad shutdown. Unable to comply with the looming December 31st deadline for implementing positive train control, railroads are warning customers that they might stop rolling altogether and soon unless Congress gives them more time. Positive train control is a GPS-based train control system designed to prevent collisions and overspeed derailments. Under the Rail Safety Improvement Act of 2008, railroads are required to implement PTC systems by the end of this year on mainline tracks that carry toxic by inhalation materials like anhydrous ammonia, a key fertilizer ingredient, as well as passenger traffic. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day and God bless America.